Who's this guy on the horn? Let me see who this is. Niles, I doubt he's calling for you. I think he might just want directions to Stand Up Franks. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Tom.
Why, it's Mortuary Bob! Mortuary Bob!
How are you doing there,
Niles,
kid?
Do you know,
I remember Mortuary Bob.
Bob, meet Niles.
Huh?
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Bob, meet Niles!
How are you doing, Tom?
Bob, meet Niles!
Hi, Niall.
I'm shaking your hand right now, Bob. It's an honor. I've listened to you.
It's a pleasure to meet you and to talk to you.
Boy, you go back ways. Ladies and gentlemen, Mortuary Bob goes back to the 90s across the river at KSDP, a regular, along with his alcoholic uncle, Paul. They ran a mortuary in North Dakota for a long time. I'm talking right now, Bob. You'll shut up until I'm done. I'm sorry. I don't know what got into me there. Are you still with me, Bob?
I'm still with you there, Tom.
Bob, are you running a mortuary these days?
No, actually, I am not.
Well, it's good to hear from you. Thanks so much. Take care and bye-bye. Oh. Bob, what do you do?
What am I doing right now?
No, I'd hate to hear the answer to that question. I'd be worried that it involves being undressed from the waist down. What do you do for a living?
Actually, I work for a Ford dealer.
Wow. And pretty much just cars with curtains on the windows, or what's going on?
Well, no, actually, hardly, unless you're in a funeral. They don't use cars, the hearses anymore. They use, like, trucks.
Get out.
Get this. So, like, if you were in hospice care in your house, mm-hmm. and you died in the middle of the night, there would be like a Dodge Ram with rollers in the back.
Seriously?
For real, with a topper on the back. That's what come get you. Some people use the caravans, like when I worked at the hospital. Yeah. Huh.
Bob, do you miss the mortuary business?
I do. However, you know, I went green.
That's generally the color people turn after they die.
Well, no. Anyway, but, you know, like, I do believe, like, the whole, you know, chemicals and embalming and this and that. I think cremation is the way to go.
No, cremation, actually, as it turns out, is very, very...
green.
No, it's not at all.
Painful.
No, it isn't if you're still breathing. But here's the deal. They have found out that that's not environmentally friendly at all. It's a big polluter. Cremation's a disaster. There's a new kind of cremation that's called aquamation, and that is the one that's actually environmentally friendly. You've obviously spent a lot of time in North Dakota, where green means, you know, you put sawdust on your crap in the outhouse.
No.
Paul, I was going to call you Paul, but that's your alcoholic uncle. God rest his soul. He used to fish off the deck, and a lake was 10 miles away. I always found that fascinating. He'd be fishing off his deck and have to be told there's no lake around this region of the United States.
No, he was never told that.
That's right. You wouldn't break his heart. I remember that.
No, we had the boys under the deck. You know that?
Putting little fish on his hook?
Crappies, you know. We were out fishing that.
And that guy ran the mortuary, and he was that out of it. Good Lord, sending your next of kin to that jackass, huh?
He was 93 years old.
And still running the mortuary.
He thought he was on a dock on the lake.
Huh?
So I had my boys and that neighbor boy who called in the other night, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went fishing that day. By the way, that kid's pretty smart. Anyway, he was my neighbor kid. So my boys and that kid named Michael, we were fishing that day in the lake, and we had crappies. So Paul would cast out. And we'd hook him up, but he thought he was in heaven. He caught his limit that day. We'd tug on the line. He'd reel him in. He had his blackberry brandy. And my sister, oh, my God, she was so mad at us, but what the heck.
Would have been fun just one time, as long as he was reeling in crappies and happy, just to throw something weird on there. I don't know. I'm thinking, I don't know, some old lady's girdle, just something weird.
been funny.
Yeah. Well, golly, it's good to hear your voice, Bob. Yeah, brings back a lot of memories.
No, I left Vancouver. Well, first I was in Minnesota, you know that.
Uh-huh.
And then I was in Vancouver, and now I'm in North Dakota.
Well, you've come full circle. And what native son wouldn't eventually want to return to North Dakota? What do they call it, the Sunshine State or Golden State or Flower State? I forget. That's a lovely place. In fact, I think
well,
I was following...
Of course, it's your favorite place.
Bob, right? What do the license plates say? I was following behind a car recently that had a North Dakota license plate, and it said something about spirit. What is it?
It does not say. It says the Prairie State.
No, it says... The spirit of come live the spirit or feel the spirit or the spirit's alive. What is it?
Oh, feel the spirit.
Feel the spirit. Yeah, and I think feel the spirit of North Dakota. What the? Feel the cold, clammy hands of that state. What a creepy little thing that is. Well, Bob, I got to run. Good talking to you, buddy.
Okay, but that neighbor kid.
Yeah.
He did call me. Well, actually, his mom called me.
Uh-huh.
And then, so thereby, I called back. So
well, stay in touch, Bob. It's always great to hear from you.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Bobby.
And, hey, Tom. Great to hear you on. This is a better station. We actually get it out here, you know.
Well, 22 states in southern Canada, and when the snow flies, we'll be up to 35 states. I mean, this is the big gun here. I'm happy as a clam.
For sure.
Yeah.
It is like the big gun,
yeah.
For sure. So, like, what are you doing these days?
I do a radio show for WCCO.
Of course.
Yeah.
But besides that.
I'm building an outhouse, actually, in Wisconsin. I've been working on it every free moment. I have a little place on the Apple River, no running water but electricity, and I've been building a new outhouse.
Oh, on the Apple River.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that where they do tubing?
That's what everybody says. That would be south. I'm north above the dams. It's a completely different river. Quiet, just farmland. Nobody goes by. Nobody drunk. Nobody in an inner tube. Yeah, very peaceful.
Sounds very peaceful.
Yeah.
What about birds of prey? Do you have many?
We have pterodactyls, the last of them, and they just took the little ones. But the wife and I are still hanging in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I gotta run, Bobby.
It's only 11:42.
No, I'm doing the Niles Files. It's a weekly film segment.
Oh, well, that wasn't... Well, never mind.
Yeah. Call again. Let's...
What?
Mamá quiere que la compañía tiene mucho logo en la cabeza. Dani está lo que era.